Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lawmaster Program. The AVB's predictions regarding the coming of the Lord God are fulfilled in the man Tommy L. Hart. This is big, big news. The Bible's Lord God has come as predicted. But not only has the Lord God come, he has also come forward and revealed himself. He has told the people his name in compliance with Psalm 94:1 and John 7:4. Having performed the works that the Bible ascribes to God, the man Tommy L. Hart fills the bill for God. It is reported by those who know him best, he has done all things well. Let's hear from the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart.
Prelude to Visitation. The matter of inferiority and superiority. We talked the last time about Lord All Caps expected visitation to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Lord All Caps is slated to visit, he is slated to appear before the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, he was told to put aside everything else and to appear quickly before the Lord his God, Tommy L. Hart. Now, Lord All Caps' appearance before, or his slated appearance before the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, is a show of obedience, humility, and submission on the part of Lord All Caps. The commandment says, humble thyself before the mighty hand of God. Okay? So, we made it clear the last time, or I did, that is, the visitation. There was a communing between Lord All Caps and the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. In that communion, Lord All Caps said he would come to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. And that is a promise. He said, I will come to you. And of course, there's a commandment, go meet your master, go meet your God. Okay? Now, we must understand that in the communion and in the word of Lord All Caps, there are these things speak to future events. The communion, or the visitation, that is to take place literally. The Pope is slated to appear before the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. That is clear. Now, in Job 12:3, we read these words. Lord All Caps is doing the speaking. He says to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, I am not inferior to you. And in Job 13:2, Lord All Caps says to the man, Tommy L. Hart, I am not inferior unto you. So the question here is, is Lord All Caps inferior to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart? Or is All Caps equal to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart? And, or is Lord All Caps greater than the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Is Lord all caps equal in rank to God? Now, I must say this, that we now know who God is when the Bible speaks of God. We know who the Lord God, that Lord written capital L, lowercase O-R-D, God, we know who he is. We know who Lord all caps is, okay? We know these things. We remember these things. We act upon these things, okay? So we know these things. And so there's no need to keep repeating the same thing over and over. It's all right for me to, you know, remind you, briefly remind you of what's going on. Lord, all caps in the AVB / KJV, KJB, is a reference to the authority and government of the papacy. We know that the Pope heads the papacy. He is the head of the papacy. All right. We know also that Lord God, that Lord, capital L-R-D, is a reference to the individual who has performed all things. It is settled that the man, Tommy L. Hart, has already performed all things. The evidence of that is in Lawmaster Archives. Okay? So we know who Lord All Caps is. Lord All Caps is a reference. It is a papal title, okay? Lord All Caps is a papal title, a title belonging to the papacy, the Pope, who is head of the Vatican. Okay? So, there's the question. Is Lord All Caps equal in rank to God, the man Tommy L. Hart, or does he outrank the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart? I have spoken on this matter on more than one occasion. I have shown you that Lord All Caps prays to Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Lord All Caps confesses to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Lord All Caps himself says the Lord Tommy L. Hart is his Lord and his God. Lord All Caps says he is Lord Tommy L. Hart's servant. It is demonstrated in Lord All Caps paying a visit to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, okay, that it is demonstrated which one is the lesser and which is the greater. In Lord All Caps' slated appearance before the Lord his God, Tommy L. Hart, the lesser in the visitation, the lesser comes to the greater. The inferior is slated to appear before his superior. It is clear Lord All Caps is subordinate to the Lord his God, Tommy L. Hart. It is clear. That's why we have Lawmaster Archives. You can always go back and listen to the episodes. And you, it is good for you to do that on a continual basis. One, keep up with the episodes. the episodes, hear them as they come forth, and go back to make sure that you have not missed anything. Paying close attention to what is said. Also, I've said that sometimes the microphone does not pick up all my words. Okay? But if you listen closely and intently, you won't miss a thing. You will know that something has happened, the microphone didn't pick up all the words, or you will know that something is not right. Why? Because you follow closely. You pay close attention to what I'm saying. Because in most instances, I'm going to say something more than one time. Okay? It's not like I just say something one time and never come back and say it again. But in most instances, there will be a repeat of a declaration or a decision or the like. There will be a repeat. Okay? I will say something more than once. So it is your responsibility to keep up, follow the episodes, pay close attention, take notes. You can take notes as you go back and listen to the episodes. Take notes. Okay? It is your responsibility to know this information. It is Lord Allcap's responsibility. It is a responsibility of the Vatican and the Pope to know this information. It's their responsibility. Okay? Not only to know this information, but to act on this information. Lord Allcap's, according to the book of the law, the AVB, owes Lord God Tommy L. Hart a visit. He owes him that by law. Okay. So it is clear when Lord Allcap says to the Lord God Tommy L. Hart, quote, "I am not inferior to you," end quote, that is a deliberate wrong statement. It's made by Lord Allcap's. Yes, it is. But it is incorrect and deliberately so. Lord Allcap's made the statement on purpose. Why? I've said this before. The AVB teaches on a matter, and then it tests the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. It gives him an examination, a test, okay, to see where he is in understanding. Is he understanding as he should? Is he paying close attention to what Lord Allcap's is saying and doing in the AVB? That's my responsibility, to pay close attention to what Lord Allcap's is saying and doing. All right. Now let me put this statement out here also. Ecclesiastes 7:13 says, "Consider the work of God." I have considered the work of Lord Allcap's in the AVB. Lord Allcap's is to consider the work of God. Let's make that clear. Lord Allcap's is duty bound to consider the work of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Okay? So, I speak with understanding. The AVB has said what about understanding? Get understanding. With all thy getting, get understanding, get knowledge, get wisdom. With all thy getting, get understanding. Okay? So, I speak with understanding. I don't just read statements from the book. I give the intended understanding. Okay? And that's very important. So, Lord All Caps is duty-bound to consider the work of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. And that statement is in Ecclesiastes 7, verse 13. Job 37:14 says, consider the works of God. Again, knowing that Lord All Caps is called, and he calls himself a God. Remember, he is a lesser God than the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. I have considered Lord All Caps' works in the AVB. And on this program, I come and make known my findings with regard to Lord All Caps' work in the AVB, his work in the AVB. Lord All Caps' works include confessions coming from Lord All Caps. It includes All Things. Lord All Caps' work has to do with the revelation of Lord All Caps. Lord All Caps has an AVB, the revelation of the Lord God. Okay? Lord All Caps has in his work of the AVB, the Lord All Caps law of liberty and independence with regard to the Israelites, and much, much more. So, I have considered Lord All Caps' works. Lord All Caps, again, is to consider my works, the works of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. These works that are set in Lawmaster Archives. Lord All Caps has a responsibility of considering them and acting on them. Okay. So, we find out, again, that two lords, Lord All Caps and the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, two gods, one takes a small G-O-D, that's Lord All Caps, he is the lesser god, and the other, Lord Tommy L. Hart, that Lord, capital L, lowercase R-D, is the greater God, the one that Lord All Caps prays to, confesses to, and other things that I have told you on this program. So again, Lawmaster Archives is very important to you. Lawmaster Archives is very important to the Lord All Caps. The works of Tommy Hart are very important to the Vatican and the Pope. Okay? So, it's good that we can understand these things. It's good that someone has come and given an understanding of the heavy, the serious matters that are in the AVB. Someone has come along to do that, to give an understanding. And that someone is the man, Tommy L. Hart, who has performed all things at the bidding of Lord All Caps. Okay? So we have a greater God in Tommy L. Hart, the Lord God, and we have a lesser God in, we have an inferior God in Lord All Caps. Okay, so now I can give an update on the visitation, and this will be in the form of a review. Okay? Now, understanding that the AVB speaks beforehand, it speaks before the time of the actual happening. Okay? The Lord God in the AVB speaks many things before the time. For instance, Lord All Cap says about the man Tommy L. Hart, he has done all things well. He spoke that before the man Tommy L. Hart was ever born. Yet, the man Tommy L. Hart has come, he has come forth, and he has performed all things. And Lord All Caps has already said he has done all things well. But Lord All Caps has had to do something before making that judgment or that decision, that declaration. But he has spoken before the time of the actual happening. And what he has spoken is right. The man Tommy L. Hart has not disappointed Lord All Caps. The man Tommy L. Hart has lived up to what Lord All Caps has said about him, the Lord God, in the AVB before the time, or for the time. It's amazing. Okay, so the visitation in review. Lord All Caps has said in John 14:18, he made the promise to the Lord God, saying, quote, I will come to you, end quote. Okay. Nehemiah 6:10, Lord All Caps says to the man Tommy L. Hart, let us meet together in the house of God. Okay. And he asks in John 1:37, Master, where dwellest thou? He asks the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, who art thou? Okay? That's in John 21:12 and Acts 26:15. Who art thou, knowing it was the Lord? And the one in Acts 26:15, who art thou, Lord? Then he comes back in John 21:7 and says, it is the Lord. Because at first he said, who art thou, knowing it was the Lord? Then he comes and says, it is the Lord. Okay. And he asked again in John 1:19, he asked the man, Tommy Elhart, who art thou? The Lord all caps has wanted to get the name of the man. Okay? He spoke before time. He didn't know what the name of the man would be. So he asked the Lord God, who art thou? What is your name? They that know thy name will put their trust in thee. That's a promise. Psalm 9, verse 10. He promises the Lord God that they that know thy name will put their trust in thee. Okay? And it is the duty of the authority and government of the papacy and the Pope to know my name and to do what they have said they will do. Lord all caps is to do what he has said he would do. Now, Lord all caps now is what? In the form of Pope Francis. Okay? Remember, Lord all caps is a title belonging to the papacy. It is a papal title. Lord all caps says in Isaiah 42, verse 8, he says, quote, I am the Lord, that's all caps, and he says, that is my name. So, Lord all caps is a title belonging to the Pope. Okay, so, he says, he's inquired of my name, he has inquired of my whereabouts. John 1:37 again, Master, where dwellest thou? And he was told to come and see. Lord all caps was told to come and see by the Lord God, Tommy Elhart. Why? Because if Lord all caps wants to come to me, it is easy with today's technology, it is easy for him to find out where I dwell. He asked the question, where dwellest thou? And I responded, come and see. Come to me, come and see. Okay, so moving on. Lord all caps says, Psalm 42, verse 2, to the Lord God, Tommy Elhart, my soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. Then he asked the Lord God, Tommy Elhart, a vital question. He says, when shall I come and appear before God? Okay? He asked the Lord God, Tommy Elhart, when shall I come and appear before God? Okay, moving on. The Lord, all caps in Romans 11:4, asked the Lord God, Tommy Elhart, saying, what saith the answer of God? So he asked, Lord all caps asked the question, when should I come and appear before God? Then he asked the Lord God, Tommy Elhart, what saith the answer of God? In other words, what's your response? I asked the question, what do you say? What's your answer? Mr. Hart gives answer, okay? Mr. Hart gives Lord all caps answer. And this is the communion. This is the communing. One statement I gave you the last time, it says, they commune together. Who is the they? The they communing together are Lord all caps and the Lord God, Tommy Elhart. Now, in Matthew 11:28, I say to Lord all caps in response and answer, come to me. In Hebrews 13:23, my word, I say to Lord all caps, I will see you. So Mr. Hart bids Lord all caps to come to him. I will see you, I have said, come to me, Lord, all caps. Lord, all caps, come to me, I will see you. Then the Lord God calls the Lord, all caps. He says to him in 2 Timothy 4:9 and Luke 14:17, he says, come shortly or quickly to me. That's what I say to Lord, all caps. Come shortly or quickly to me. Come, for all things are ready. And in this, I spoke the word. I spoke the word that was written by Lord, all caps. There's a commandment, speak the word. And these, I gave instances, and I'm in review today. I give instances of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, speaking the word, obeying the commandment that says, speak the word. Okay? I speak the word, Lord, all caps, has already written. Okay? Now, in Matthew 14:28, let me say this too. Remember, that the Lord, all caps, has said to Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, bid me that I come to you. He asked the question, when shall I come and appear before God? And then he says, bid me that I come to you. Not walking on water. Not walking on water, but come to me in an appropriate manner. Okay? And I say to Lord, all caps, in answer to the question, when shall I come and appear before God? I say to him, and I take the statement in Ezra 6, verse 12, I say to Lord, all caps, let it, your coming, be done with speed. Let it be done with speed. Again, I spoke the word. Okay, then I say to Lord, all caps, I take the statement in Numbers 22, verse 16. I say to Lord, all caps, let nothing hinder thee from coming to me. Again, I spoke the word. Now we have these things. We have the commandment, Lord, all caps, in 2 Kings 2:16, is commanded to seek thy master. Seek thy master. In Matthew 25, verse 6, Lord, all caps, is commanded, go ye out to meet him. Go ye out to meet your master. Go ye out to meet your God. In 2 Kings 8:8, Lord, all caps, has the commandment to himself, saying, go meet the man of God. Go meet the man having the designation of God in the AVB. That man is Tommy L. Hart. He has the designation of God. Now, what do these communications between Lord, all caps, and the Lord God have to do with? That's a good question. This is new. In 2 Corinthians 5, verse 20, the commandment says, be ye reconciled to God. Be ye reconciled to God. These communications has to do with reconciliation. Lord, all caps, and to make it very clear, the Pope is commanded to be ye reconciled to God, the man, Tommy L. Hart, the performer of all things. Okay? All things identify God. the man Tommy L. Hart has performed all things. Okay? He who performs all things according to the AVB is the Lord God. That Lord written capital L, lowercase O-R-D. The man Tommy L. Hart has performed all things. Now, Lord All Caps says in Zechariah 4:11, he says, "Then answered I and said to him, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me." Okay. "Behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me." That's the that's Lord All Caps word. That is the word of the Pope. Okay. Now, in Exodus 4, verse 24, it is written, "Lord, the Lord met him." That Lord, all capital letters. The Lord met him. The commandment says, "Go ye out to meet him." Go meet the man having the designation of God. Seek thy master. And the expectation of the Pope is the Lord, all caps, met him. He kept the appointment. He did what he said he would do. In Genesis 33, verse 10, these are Lord all caps words. "I have seen thy face." Okay? The Pope is to make these things happen. Okay? As I said before, we're dealing with things written before the time, before the time of their actual happening. Lord All Caps words, which he is to make come true, say, his word says, "I have seen thy face." He's talking to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. In 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 5, Lord All Caps says, "To me thou calledest me." In John 20, verse 25, Lord All Caps words here say, "We have seen the Lord." That Lord written capital L, lowercase O-R-D. The papacy, the Vatican, the Pope is to make these words come true by doing as he has been commanded by the word of Lord All Caps in the AVB. So again, I say, the Pope owes the man, Tommy L. Hart, a visit, according to the AVB. Okay. Now, Lord All Caps says to me, and I've been through that, the question, I've answered the question, "Who art thou?" "I am, my name is Tommy L. Hart. They that know thee, they that know thy name shall put their trust in thee. I have some time ago revealed to the papacy my name and established the thing that, the fact that the Lord God is present here on earth in the form of the man, and in the man, Tommy L. Hart, who has obeyed the word of Lord All Caps and performed all things for him." Because Lord All Caps says in easy to understand words that the Lord God performs, the Lord God, that Lord, capital L, lowercase O-R-D, performs all things for him. All right? it is established, the visitation of Lord All Caps to his master, to his Lord and God, Tommy L. Hart, is established. And it is clear. It is easy to understand. Okay. Now, let's see here. Lord All Caps owes the man Tommy L. Hart, performer of all things, a visit. That is a part of the papal duty. That is a part of the Pope's duty to come and visit the Lord, his God. The case of the visitation is established. Now, what's next here? We have the prelude to the judgment. Lord All Caps' judgment regarding the man Tommy L. Hart, the performer of all things. Lord All Caps' judgment of the man Tommy L. Hart. Let's see here. Okay, here we are. Let me say this statement. There's a statement that says in Proverbs 23, verse 7, quote, his heart is not with thee. His heart. Whose heart? Lord All Caps' heart. You know, the heart which the man Tommy L. Hart, Lord God, has prepared that heart. Okay? We talked about it before. Lord All Caps says he has it written saying, quote, his heart is not with thee, or the, you know, end quote. So the question is Lord All Caps' heart with God, the man Tommy L. Hart? Is Lord All Caps' heart in opposition to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart? Or is Lord All Caps' heart in support of and on the side of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart? I shall answer that question, or those questions. We have here these statements. Lord All Caps says in Hosea 14, verse 8, he says about the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, he says, quote, I have heard him and observed him, end quote. In Ecclesiastes 8:17, Lord All Caps says about God, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, and his work, he says, I beheld all the work of God. Get these things. In John 15, verse 17, Lord All Caps says, and that which I have seen, I will declare. A strong statement. So in Ecclesiastes 8:17, well, let me read the next statement also. In John 8, verse 15, Lord All Caps says, I judge no man. I remind you that no man in the AVB is a reference to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. It's like a nickname, okay? A secret name. No man in the AVB, in the instances that I give to you, is a reference to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. So when Lord All Caps says, I judge no man, he's saying he judges the Lord God. And who is the Lord God? capital L, lowercase O-R-D. The Lord God, that Lord God is the man, Tommy L. Hart, who has performed all things for Lord, all caps, according to his own words. Now, so, Lord, all caps, is qualified to judge no man who is the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Let me read these statements together. And this is the Pope's duty. The Pope is to perform these things here. I have heard him and observed him, Lord all caps, speaking about Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, who he at times calls no man. I have heard him and observed him. I beheld all the work of God, and that which I have seen, I will declare. I judge no man. Duties and responsibilities of the Pope. Now, in his judgment, what is his judgment? Is Lord all caps Hart on the side of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart? Or is Lord all caps work? Or is Lord all caps Hart opposed to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart? I present these statements to you. Listen carefully. These statements come from Lord all caps, and they have to do with the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, performer of all things. He says in Mark, Lord all caps says about the man, Tommy L. Hart, in Mark 7, verse 37. He has done all things well. Now remember, before making a statement there, the declaration there, He's already said he has heard the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, and observed him. He has said he has beheld all the work of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, and that which he has seen, he will declare. He has said, I judge no man. Okay? Who is Tommy L. Hart, the Lord God? So, having heard the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, and observed him, a duty belonging to the Pope. Okay, Pope, get that. He says about the man, God, he has concluded these things. He has said these things. All of these are not conclusionary statements. He has done all things well. And get that, all things? He has done all things well. Okay, in Psalm 66, verse 19. Verily, God has heard me. He has attended to the voice of my prayer. How does he know these things? He knows these things because he has observed the Lord and heard the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. He has considered the work of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. That's how he knows these things. But these things are written beforehand. The Pope is to make these things come true. Okay? Now, in Psalm 57, verses 7 and 9, Lord Allcap says to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, my heart is fixed, O God, my heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise. I will praise thee, O Lord. That Lord written, capital L, lowercase O-R-D. Those who follow me, you should be very confident in this thing, that in the AVB, the word of the Lord, all caps, speaks to the man, God, the man, Tommy L. Hart. It speaks to you too, and I've shown you that. That's in Law Master Archives, and it speaks to the Pope. Speaks to the authority and government of the Pope. Okay? Moving on. 1 Corinthians 16:10. Lord all caps says about the man Tommy L. Hart, he doeth the work of the Lord. That Lord written, capital L, lowercase O-R-D. In Hebrews 13:6, Lord all caps says about the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. The Lord is my helper. The Lord is my helper. The Lord is my helper. Lord Allcap says, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, is his helper. Remember, he just said, my heart is fixed, O God, my heart is fixed. I will sing in your praise. I will praise thee, O Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Remember, I give the understanding. I say that again. I give the understanding. I don't just read words. Okay. And that's what is demanded. Understanding is demanded. Understanding is required in these things. So, okay, another statement Lord Allcap says about the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Psalm 73, verse 28. I have put my trust in the Lord God, that I may declare all thy works. Talking to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Lord Allcap goes on to say in Lamentations 3:56, he speaks directly to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, saying, thou hast heard my voice. Now remember, the question is Lord Allcap's heart in opposition to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, or is it in support of and on the side of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart? You can gather the answer from these statements Lord Allcap has made regarding the man Tommy L. Hart and what he's done. Thou hast heard my voice. In John 9, verse 24, it is said, give God the praise. And Lord Allcap has said earlier in one of these statements, he has said, I will praise thee. I'm trying to see it. I will praise thee, O Lord. That Lord being the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Okay? Thou hast heard my voice. Give God the praise. In Psalm 44, verse 21, Lord Allcap says about the man, Tommy L. Hart, he knows the secrets of the heart. I've talked about the secrets of the heart. And those secrets are revealed, and understanding of those secrets is there in Lawmaster Archives. He knoweth the secrets of the heart. These things Lord Allcap has found out about the man Tommy L. Hart from having heard him and observed him and from having considered all the work coming from the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. He's declaring things that he has seen as he has heard the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, and observed him and considered all the work of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Okay? So his statements here are based on things he has heard and seen in the man, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Okay? Now, moving on. In Psalm 106, verse 15, he, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, gave them their request. That's what the Lord Allcap says about the man, Tommy L. Hart. In Job 23, verse 14, Lord Allcap says, He performeth the thing that is appointed for me. What he meant to say is, the man, Tommy L. Hart, performed the thing that is appointed by Lord Allcap. That's a deliberate, the statement is deliberately written as is, okay? But I should know what's intended, what he intended to say, okay? He performs the thing that is appointed for me. What I've done, I have performed the thing that Lord Allcap has commanded of me. Okay? Now, in Psalm 51, verse 10, we have these words coming from Lord Allcap. He's talking to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Create in me a clean heart, O God. Okay? And remember up above, he's already praised God. He says, my heart is fixed, O God. My heart is fixed. The Lord God has fixed his heart. the Lord God has given him a clean heart, and that heart is in Lawmaster Archives. Okay? Lord Allcap's heart is now in Lawmaster Archives. And I gave you that statement last week, where Lord Allcap says, their works are in the hand of God. The man, Tommy L. Hart. Okay? And that's a fact. Because in the Lawmaster Archives, you have the secrets of Lord Allcap's heart. The statement is true. The works of Lord Allcap's are in Lawmaster Archives. They are in the hand of God, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. Create in me a clean heart, O God. The man, Tommy L. Hart, has done that. His heart in Lawmaster Archives is easily understandable. You could hear it. It is given with clarity. And if you have those words copied out, they are readable. Okay? Easily readable, understandable. In Psalm 63, verse 1, Lord Allcap says to Lord God, O God, thou art my God. These are very important words. Lord Allcap says to the man, Tommy L. Hart, performer of all things, and the one who has given him a clean heart, he says, O God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee. In Psalm 42, verse 2, Lord Allcap says, my soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. Okay? Tommy L. Hart is the living God. All right? The Lord, all caps, lives also. He's living in the man at this time, who is Pope Francis. Okay? My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. In 2 Timothy 1, verse 17, Lord Allcap says about the man Tommy L. Hart, performer of all things. He says, quote, he sought me out very diligently and found me. That's what he said about the Lord God Tommy L. Hart, the man Tommy L. Hart. And I have done that. I've sought him out, and I've sought him out using the AVB, what I'm supposed to do, and found him. I found that Lord Allcap is a title belonging to the papacy. He sought me out very diligently and found me. True words. Very true words indeed. Okay. He sought me out very diligently and found me. And we have a question there, 1 Kings 21:20. Lord Allcap asked the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, hast thou found me, O mine enemy? And he answered, I have found thee. That's my answer to Lord Allcap. I have found thee. Okay, so those statements in John 1:45, here is what Lord Allcap and his administration says about the Lord God Tommy L. Hart. They say, we have found him, of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write. They have found me using the AVB, and I have found out Lord Allcap using the AVB. So, Lord Allcap has given those statements. Those statements which I just read, are they in favor of the man, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, or are they in opposition to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart? it's easy to see. Those statements are on the side of, they are supportive of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Therefore, the statement Lord all caps has made saying his heart is not with the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, is deliberately set incorrectly. It's stated, it's given incorrectly. The Lord God, Lord all caps heart is found to be supportive of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. And these statements are found in the heart of Lord all caps, the statements I just read, where Lord all caps is giving a report on the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, and he's giving judgment regarding the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. He says in judgment, Psalm 77:14, thou art, he says to the Lord God directly, thou art the God that doest wonders. Lord Allcaps in the statements just said some of the things that I've done. And he calls those things wonders. He's done all things well. That's a wonder. A miracle. In Lord Allcaps' eyes. Okay? Giving Lord Allcaps a clean heart, which is set in Lawmaster Archives. A wonder. A wonder. Then there's the statement where Lord Allcaps says to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, thou hast discovered thyself. That's wonderful. The Lord God, the man, Tommy L. Hart, discovered himself in the AVB. That's something, isn't it? He found himself to be the man having the designation of God. It's really something. That's a wonder, Lord all caps says. So he says to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, thou art the God that doest wonders. That's a judgment. And in Psalm 45:11, Lord all caps says to the people, the word of Lord all caps says to the people and to the Pope, to all, he says, about, and speaking of the man Tommy L. Hart, performer of all things, he says to the people, he is thy Lord, capital L, lowercase O-R-D, and worship thou him. And in Revelation, to the end of the book of Revelations, he says to the people, worship God. Who is God? It is found that the man, Tommy L. Hart, has the designation of God. Coming, and that comes from Lord all caps. Worship thou him. He is thy Lord, and worship thou him. The statements that I read with regard to Lord all caps having heard and observed the man Tommy L. Hart, they are clear. They are understandable, easy to understand. And according to, in Lord Allcap's own words, they are right. Lord Allcap's contends, he has contended in favor of and in support of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, who he says is his God and his Lord. So, we've answered the questions set forth at the beginning. It should be clear. The position of Lord Allcap's heart with respect to God, the man, Tommy L. Hart. the visitation, the slated visitation of Lord All Caps to meet his master, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, is clear. And with that being said, I say to you, visit me on Twitter and make Lawmaster Archives your dwelling place. Till the next time.